Chagiga Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We continue with our discussion of the dinim of Shalmei Simcha. Yisrael Yoytzin Yidei Chayvason. Yisraelim that are only allowed to eat Kachem Kalam. Kahanim, we'll see, could eat even Kach Kadoshim. But Yisraelim could only eat Kachem Kalam. Yoytzin Yidei Chayvason with anything they could eat. What's that? Nedarim Nedovos. Any karbonis. By the way, always, what's the difference between Nedarim Nedovos? A neder is when a person says harei olai korban, so he becomes mukhuiv, he's mukhuiv gomer. When a person says harei ze korban on a specific animal, it's not him, it's not chal on him that he's mukhuiv. This animal is a korban, it's his korban. Remember, he gets to eat the meat, but he's not mukhuiv. The animal would die, he wouldn't have to bring another one. If he says harei olai, so the animal that he's magdish is just the one he wants to be yaitzu with. If the animal would die, he's mukhuiv, that's called a neder gomer. Vinishvi Nidorim Nidovis Maisa Behema. There's also every tenth animal that's Hufrash Maisa Behema is brought and it has dinner with Shlomim, Kachem Kalim. And the Kehanim can eat, like we said, Kach Gadoshim, Chatois, Ashomois, which is also Kach Gadoshim, Ubabachor. Babachor Grade is Kachem Kalim. It can be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim, it can be eaten Lashne Yom Velaylo Echot. However, it does have to be eaten. It's a Maton Lekoyanim. The same as Bechoza V'shoik. Bechoza V'shoik of a Korban Shlomim is Kachem Kalam, has dinner the rest of the Shlomim, but Lamaisa is given to the Kohen specifically. Avaloi Bo'ifois V'loi B'menochois. Even though it's Kachem, but Bosar Oif is not a Kium of Mitzvah Sachilas Bosar, as well as eating a Korban Mincha. It might be Kachem, but it's not a Kium of Mitzvah V'samachtu V'chagecho. The Gemara says, the animals that are royal chagiga. The only oif that's eaten is a chatas oif. There's only chatas oif or oilas oif. So oilas oif is not eaten. It's kol alam mizbeh. Chatas oif is only eaten by kehanim. Oif is menochos, both of them are only eaten by kehanim. But neither one of them is a kiyum mitzvah shalmei simcha. Mishnah hey. He has a lot of mouths to feed, and his finances are stretched. He brings more shlomim, because with that he could feed his family. The yomtiv expenses includes, of course, sudas, festive meals for all the members of the family. So he's yotze that with shlomim, v'oilois muatim. That means, in order to make his few dollars that he has stretch, so he'll bring a very small oilas ri'iyo. About if a person can, we'll see in the Sefer of the Mishnah, he should be mahadim, but if he's an oni. So he'll bring a smaller oilas ri'iyo. He'll bring a larger shlomim. Not only that, he'll flesh out the chagiga, the shalmei simcha, certainly he could bring from mois meiser, but he'll flesh out with meiser geld, with meiser sheni money, the size of the korban chagiga. Again, he could bring a small animal for chagiga choyv, the few Basil that we just discussed, and the rest of the value of the animal, and he'll bring a big par, he'll have enough basar to eat for a few days to feed all his family members, and it's not coming out of pockets, it's coming from Maaser Sheni money. However, let's say Baruch Hashem, he has panos b'shefa, and he doesn't have that many expenses, maybe oilois merubois u'shlomim mu'atim. That's the right way to do it. So all this, we're talking about larger size of animals. We haven't gotten back to the shear that we had in the beginning of the perek of more kesef or shtei kesef, which is a machlokes, which one is a more, which one is shtei. That the Mishnah says, zev zemaat, when a person is stretched. Al zeh nemar, a minimal amount to feed with a minimal amount of money to spend. On that, more kesef or shtei kesef. Zev zeh merubim, if a person has shefa. A person spends to show recognition of the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed on him. That's the Ikra Avodas Adam when he gets to Yerushalayim and he has the schus to be mekabel Pnei Hashem b'regel. So he shows that he's kulei toli in the Rebbeinu Shalom and he spends understanding that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the nois in loy. The Mefarshim Tesyanta brings understands that Ish Kematnas Yodai refers to the Eilas Ri'iyah, Kivirkas Hashem Alekecha Shinosan Loch refers to the Oichlim that he has. having a family. In Ivrit they call it mishpacham vorechet yeladim, family that's blessed with many children. That's the richtige Yiddish perspective. That's the Birchas Hashem shenosan loch. So for that he spends, that pasuk is going on the shlom, because that's with what he feeds the members of his family.